G'day guys, it's Harley Reid here from the West Coast Eagles and you're listening to Eagle Nation.
Well, it's coast versus coast. Can the Eagles make it three in a row against the young Sun side? Still looking for their identity, just like the Eagles. Will it be a case of Reid versus Rowell, two of the most talked about number one picks in recent history? Or will it be Waterman versus King, two big key forwards now etching their names in the game? Let's get into our preview of the game. Welcome, Dan and Wayne. How you going, boys?
Hey, guys.
It's good to be here.
We're doing this on Monday, so it's a prediction, as we say always. Thanks to Tom at Plus Fitness jumping on as our sponsor. And go to Linktree, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and TikTok. And you can download any of the episodes from Linktree as well. So next Sunday, 28th of April, 11 a.m, Gold Coast versus West Coast, up at People First Stadium, which is Carrara. So that's their new named oval. Right. People First.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I'd be knocking back that one.
Yeah.
head to head, Eagles have won 10, Suns of fives, but have won five. Suns have won four of the last five, though. Our biggest win was back in round 14, 2012, 126 points. And the Suns, well, it was the last time they met us, 70 points at round 9, Optus Oval. It was actually May the 12th. So, and the last time we beat them was round 1 in 2021 by 25 points.
Right.
So it's been a while. So it's back to that 2021. So we all know what's happening in 2022, 2023. So, but we're hoping the wheel has changed. So, you know, the Suns, we don't know what to make of them because 1 week they're really good and then the next week they're horrendous. I don't know if you watch a game against Sydney. Do you watch it, boys?
I didn't, but they're in a similar spot to us. They've got a lot of young players in
They've got the most number one round one draft picks out of any other team.
Yeah.
Right? And you chuck those academy boys in as well, right?
Yeah. And they're playing a good credit and they're playing a lot of them. And they're good 1 week and then it's getting the consistency in them.
Yeah.
We're going to be the same.
They were beaten by Sydney 17 goals, 8 to 8 goals, 9. So, yeah, look, it was even half, but the first half, but the second half, they just fell away. So, I don't know, boys. This is a challenge for the Eagles. We put in 3 good weeks of football. We're going away. Have we won at Carrara? We've drawn there. We had the draw there once. I don't know if we've won.
What's their normal home ground? Is it Carrara?
Yeah, it's Carrara. Oh, yeah. So that's what it is.
We've won there before.
Yeah, but we haven't won there for a while.
No.
And I think the last time we did get a result was a draw.
Street.
I'd have to look back. I haven't got the tables on me, but
we won there in the hub.
In the hub, did we?
Yeah, we didn't play well in the Gabba, but we did play well at Metricon.
Did we play? Were we playing them at Metricon or somebody else?
Well, I don't know if we beat them at Metricon. I'm just saying.
All right.
We won at that ground. Yeah, Wayne hit the nail on the head. Just they're very consistent and. Eagles going to turn up, but are the Gold Coast Suns going to turn up? You don't know. Their best right now will beat Eagles because of where we're at. They're way ahead of us, as you touched on. Their whole side is built on first-round bloody draft picks, you know. And the AFL, they just want this team to be so successful. They just keep feeding them and feeding them and feeding them. And the 4 first-round academy players last year. And they're one of the only clubs that have Roos and Eagles twice this year, you know what I mean? So even their fixtures very easy compared to other clubs' fixtures. And like we don't even play the 2 bottom teams twice, you know? We're being gypped here. But yeah, like this is a really hard one because people are so buoyed at where we're at now. But I reckon it's seriously 70-30 chance, us 30% win, them 70, because it's their home ground. Their best has been really good where they've took it up and beaten some really good teams.
Well, they've only beaten Hawthorn and who was the other team?
They beat Tigers round 1.
Tigers and Hawthorn, so.
I've thought they'd won 3 games, haven't they?
Have they?
Or they won 2?
I think it's 2.
Is it only 2, is it?
Because they got beaten by Bulldogs away.
Yeah.
They've been beaten by Sydney away. They got beaten by the Giants, didn't they?
They pushed the Giants. That was a game. They lost to Doggies at But that was at Ballarat with the big wins.
They've certainly won 3 games.
Oh, they have won 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out of the top 8 on percentage.
Okay.
Yeah, so and that's what I mean is like they're ahead of where we're at, but they're the same position where they're inconsistent. You know, they're great, footy's great, but they'll have lapses and they just won't be there. Like, on the weekend, their midfield was deplorable, really. Like, you expect Noah Anderson and Rao to dominate these games. Well, they really didn't. It was really Flanders and Miller. You couldn't even say he dominated because you didn't hear about it. You know what I mean? It's like usually Miller's their A1 midfielder, but it was Flanders, really.
Where you said Flanders, 34 possessions, 29 of those were kicks.
Yeah.
So that's unbelievable. Mm. And he only had 487 metres gained. So, Braden, one of your players that you like that you said we should look at a few years back, Fiorini.
Yeah.
He was probably the next best with 27. And like you said, Matt Rowell, 20 possessions. Noah Anderson only at 18. They didn't have many. Yeah, Matt Rowell had 196 metres gained.
Yes, yeah, not
good. You know what I mean? So as a midfielder, that's not much, is it? You know, he had 12 tackles, but that means he was second to the ball all the time. Lukosius is playing as a halfback, now. So, yeah, it's interesting to see him going back, but that's where Hardwick sees him. But, you know, they do play good on their home deck, as we've seen in the last year and a half. And, yeah, look, if Eagles come out and play like they played against Freo, I think this is a good chance for another win. What about you, Wayne?
Yeah, I think they go. Yeah, and Gold Coast have gone as 12 points, but just looked at the schedule. They've only won two games, I can see. So I'm not sure who the other one was, but they've given them 12 points. I think they're very much like us. They've got a lot of young Walters who's come in, big high draft pick, as you mentioned, was a Rao or Noah Anderson. Lukosius, I rate Lukosius massively high. I reckon he's.
But he's a better, to me, he's a better half forward.
Yeah.
But he's playing in the back line. He's
very strong. And Tuke Miller's their barometer. If he gets him going in the middle, if Anderson and Rao follow him very quickly. Again, it's going to be the battle of the midfield again. And you look, they've got Rao, Anderson, Tuke Miller. We're going to have Yo, Kelly, and Reed. That's where it's going. But Jared Witts is really rucking well for him too. He's a pretty underrated player.
He killed us in the ruck last game. That was the difference because he's a tall, really tall guy, and he was the difference, remember?
Agile. They have a good back line too.
Yeah, well, the back line, let's have a look. Lukosius, Ballard, Collins, Powell, Flanders and Andrew.
How Fremantle let Sam Collins go, I'll never know because I remember at the time I was banking for us to pick him up because I rated him so highly. I think we ended up getting – that's when we got Tom Brass. So.
Well, they delisted him, didn't they? They got him for free.
And they got him for nothing. And he's top-class defender. Yeah. You know, he's not in the top probably three or four key defenders, but he is a top-class defender.
He's good. Oh, you got to – I rate him.
I reckon he'll be on – I think they'll put him on to Jake. So I think if our midfield can fire again and our forwards put that same pressure on and the accountability to the game, we'll give him a run up there, no question.
The media should be pumping this up, Reed versus Rao. They should be. That's what I can't believe they haven't done it yet, but Eagle Nation will be. So look out for that in the next couple of days because they're two number one picks and they've gained the most exposure out of the number one picks in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So I'd be pumping that up.
You were right, though. They have beat the lower sides because I just checked. It's Tigers, Crows and Hawks. So they're teams that aren't.
I forgot that opening round.
That's what got me because I was going round one and I was like, opening round. I hate that. Hopefully they ditch that.
See that opening round.
You talked about tools in the ruck, but for me, King and Walters are the worry. I hope Brass gets off. They go into the tribunal. By the time this is released, we'll know because we really need Brass and Gov there, just those two extra tools. Because Jamison's got a two-week hammy, so he's not back for another 2 weeks, you know. So we don't have that tool. Rotham's 191, 192, so he can play tall and even young Hoffy can as well, but realistically you'd want those two key pillars in Gov and Barras,
Well, like you said, they're very similar in a lot of ways. And if I was a coach and if I wasn't coaching the Eagles, the other team I'd want to coach would be this team because they've got a lot of upside.
That's why Damien Harbit went there.
That's why he's gone there, you know.
$5 million.
They've got a good mix of older players in there like Atkins and Collins and like you said, I love that Bailey Humphrey.
Yeah.
You know, he's a bull. So it's going to be an interesting watch. David Swallow, will he play a full game? He was a sub. But they got other older players like Braden Ellis and that can't get a game. Levi Casbolt and all that. So they are backing in their younger players to take them forward. So, and if you look at the injury list, they've only got, well, the only one that's probably there, that Lockie Weller, he's out for 12 weeks still with a knee, and Malcolm Roses Jr., he was going pretty good until he did his hammy. He tore it off the bone, so he's out for 8 weeks. And you look at our injury list, like you said, Luke Edwards, he's a test. Will he come back in? Jamison, still out for 2 weeks. Flynn's only 3 or 4 weeks away. Bazo, 4 to 5. Oscar Allen, 5 to 7. And Elijah Hewitt, we might not see. So that's the lowest our list has been in a long, long time. So, all right, Barass, you brought up Barass. And now we're preempting this because by the time we listen to this, the decision's already been made. So let's just say he gets there, it's upheld and he's a week. Who comes in for him?
Well, as long as it's not Harry Edwards, I hope it's not Harry Edwards. But
he didn't even play on the weekend.
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yeah, he got slaughtered.
Down did there. He? Oh, yeah. I didn't even see his.
Yeah, he had a few goals kicked on him again, sadly. No. You can't look at it as like for like. There's no tall defender really there. No. Liam Ryan. Like, you have to obviously move Magnus around, but would you have to move him around that much with Rotham and
you could put
back there?
You could put Rotham back in that key position player. No problem. Yeah. As you say, he's an old-fashioned.
You would have to.
I'm just looking at their forward line.
I'd put him on Walter.
Yeah, the young fella.
Because I think he'd be a good matchup for him.
Well, he gives up height, but he's got the footy knowledge, doesn't
he's got
he?
Spring.
Yeah.
King's really tall. He's 203 centimetres tall, so he's really, really tall, so we're going to be exposed to the height. Do you chuck another tour down there like a Merrick?
You could do.
Merrick's about the size of Rotham anyway.
To me, if Tom's out, if we lose him, all right, I would go, sorry, Gov, you've got to play lockdown role this week on King. And Roth, you're going to be playing on Walter. I'd bring Liam Ryan in on that halfback. Ram, you're going to be our man who's going to be running off that halfback. He showed he can do it in the waffle. They've been doing match sim with him in that at Lath Lane. Why not bring him in? This is the ideal time. Take him up there, throw him in that halfback line. You're going to be our player like Saad and that. You're going to be running off there, get the handball, kick it long, and look for our players into the forward line. That would be how I'd be looking. I don't think Harry Edges in the weekend, he got beaten fairly easy in that contest. I mean, the ball was going down there a lot, I know, but he wasn't being prominent. You can't bring up players who are getting beaten in the waffle to play AFL. That's my opinion.
Yeah, look, and you know, he's only 1 week back from a suspension well. So you know what I mean? It's going to be interesting. I think their height, like we said, let's say Tommy Brass gets off it on the good guy appeal.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a great guy. He's a brilliant bloke. So let's hope we don't have to get to that point, but we're just thinking out ahead if he does. And like you said, Liam Ryan's obvious choice. To say Brass comes in, he stays in, he gets off, and Liam Ryan comes in, who makes way? Is it Chesser?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they'll make too many changes only change would be if Barras goes out. That's my opinion.
You wouldn't bring Liam Ryan in for someone else?
Yeah, if you think Liam Ryan's ready, but I'm with Wayne. Maybe that one player, but I don't expect mass changes. Yeah. I found they might not have all got liver poisoning on the weekend, the Eagles, but they all did a little flash of brilliance here and there.
Well, touched on
Brockman.
Does Sheed go back to the waffle and they bring in Liam Ryan that way?
I don't see why you would do that. Like, why bring him in for the sub for 10 minutes and then just drop him straight away? He's not going to do anything in 10 minutes. Like,
I'm just talking game time, you know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying.
You'd have to start him.
If you brought him in the seniors and it's a game time thing, either don't bring him in, leave him at waffle to get the minutes up, or now he's not the sub. I don't know what you would do, but
I don't know. I'm just going on, you know, I'd rather him in our waffle team seeing he was the heart and soul of the waffle
team. Yeah, but I don't want him to rip the heart and soul out of the AFL team now, you know?
No, look, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be, as you said, I think it's going to be a great contest, especially if the Eagles bring their pressure because, you know, they've won. So those three games, they've won all at home, definitely. Well, at Carrara?
Oh, sorry. I was
well, first one was definitely because that opening round was
So Queensland. They were all at home. Yeah. So that they haven't lost away. They haven't lost at home. So that's a big challenge. And I guess the challenge is for the Eagles is just to be consistent, back in your form, and hope they just can burn the flame again, you know what I mean, and feed off each other. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know. It's going to be a game to watch.
Hmm. Yeah. I think it'd be a good game. I think it's going to be a really good game. And it's a game that's going to swing. I think there's going to be momentum swings in that game.
Oh, yeah.
It'll go either way.
I don't know if you've been to the ground, but it is one of those grounds. It's, I don't know. I don't like it if I was a player because it is pretty open in spots. Wayne's dying in the corner here.
Yeah, it's one of those boutique grounds, isn't it? One of those smaller ones. But, yeah, I just – our midfield's just really been firing last 3 weeks, you know, and if we have that attack on the ball, and as we touched on in the last episode, we're ranked number one from scoring from clearances. So as long as we keep that endeavour up, and I can't – the way Kelly, Yo and Reid have been playing, I can't just see them lowering their colours out of the blue, but – I am preparing myself for another bad loss because where we're at, that will happen eventually. Hope it's not this game because I don't want to go from such a high from winning the Derby to such a low within a week, and I think a lot of our supporter base will implode if that happens, you know what I mean? As Wayne touched on last episode too, you know, just consistently, just have that effort, you know. Boys bring that, and I think we can give them a run for their money. We're outsiders, but, you know, there is that chance.
Nah, look, it's going to be interesting. Like I said, I don't want to go from a high to a massive low. So as long as we're competitive, that's all I'm going to ask for. So I just want to touch on Mac Andrew. I think he's really coming into himself. He was a high draft pick. And Sexton, I don't know about you guys, but I like what that guy does. And I like Ainsworth as well. So, like I said, they've got some good players around their ground. So,
well, Sexton's a senior player now, and he's been consistent for about 3 years in that team. That's why they brought him up there, to give some younger guys like Rowell and that some help. And, he can play either end of the ground too.
And like you said, Miller's their barometer. But Flanders is starting to go to the top. He's playing. He's had a good season this year, and he had a good season last year. So, old Nettie Flanders, so one of the best names in footy, Oregon.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. So it's going to be a short one here because we're predicting that Barras is going to hopefully stay in. Do you reckon he gets on or off?
I think he'll get a week. I think they'll give him a.
Nah, he's a good bloke. He'll be fine, mate. Good bloke. Did anyone pick that up, though? The Eagles, Simo's presser.
Yep.
Right at the end.
And then they cut it straight off.
He's a good boy. He made that little backhanded comment from what happened with Charlie Cameron on the weekend. When the Eagles have now got that on their website, it cuts before he says that he's a good boy.
Yeah.
I just thought that was just a little side note that was a bit humorous.
Well, at least they're challenging it. Like you said, it depends on which way you look at it. Cameron shouldn't have got off in the first place. That's why I don't think Brass will. And this is just going to show the hypocrisy in the inadequacies of the AFL and the tribunal and the MRO. And they've got to sit down in a room and get it worked out.
Yeah.
Are you paying the action or are you paying the outcome?
Yes.
And then let everyone know because no one knows. It's 1 week, it's 4 weeks, next week, it's got off. And I think I was hearing on the radio, there's no low impact.
Mm.
It's medium impact or high impact. So where's the low impact? You know what I mean? If there's low impact, you don't get reported, do you? So it should be a fine.
I honestly thought it was more than a rolling action than it wasn't an action.
It wasn't a sling. It wasn't a sling.
It wasn't like a pile drive into the ground.
It's because Walters – It's because Walter's head hit the ground after he hit the ball, and he played on it.
And he got but he did get straight back up,
and he played on
and got on with the game. So I think he got a bit of curry from the fence too from after that. So
the thing I don't understand is why dangerous tackle, blow the whistle, free kick. If the player's then concussed, misses games, you then go to the MRO. Agreed. I don't know. And last year was an epidemic. I think it ended up being 21 players last year suspended for dangerous tackles. I don't understand the concept of rubbing a player out for tackling and then a player's head hitting the ground. There's obviously severe ones where you're dumping them. But, yeah, okay, that's
if
the
it's
rules.
A spear tackle, yeah.
Free kick.
Yep.
You know it's a free kick then. Because if he kept his head up, there's nothing, you know, the tackle's fine. It was above the knees. It wasn't two actions. It was below the shoulders. So to me, I think they just need to, I get they're protected from concussions, but that's why you penalise if they get a concussion. But if there's no concussion, the player's not taking off. He's not doing the test.
And he gets up and kicks a goal and then smiles.
Then surely it's like, right, dangerous tackle, free kick. I don't get why. It's like a trip. You don't, I think you do get report if it's a bad, like, reckless trip. But you know what I mean? It's like if you trip a player up, it's like below the knees, free kick. You don't go to the MRO and miss a week for that unless it's something serious. I think they need to implement that and just bring some common sense back to the game. I find with things like this, it's just so severely
lacking. Take the grey area out of it.
Because you've got players playing for it. No doubt they're playing for it. Because if they're tackled, they're pinned, they're like, right, I'm going to, you know, go limp, throw myself or go with their momentum, hit my head in the ground to get the free kick, and that's all clubs do, all players do it. You know, Dunkley, from Lions, he did the presser and said that's exactly what they're doing, and the players train for that now. So I just
and they're leading with
their
heads.
A mess.
Yes,
they're idiots. But all right, winner margin, most goals, and best on ground.
Oh gee, I'm going to go for us. I went for didn't go for us. I'm going to go for us a win, 5 points. I reckon most goals, let's go, Jake's in good form. I'm going to go Jack Darling, 4 goals, or he'll break Sumer, he'll go past Sumer. And best on ground, I'm going to go Tim Kelly. He's in great form.
He is, and any other season we'd be raving about it, but there's some kid in front of him that's on fire.
And another little veteran coming along with him.
He was by 27. Good win. I reckon
I'm surprised,
he just is in all Australian form. Yo, I can't speak highly of him. And most goals, Jake Carey Waterman, I think I'll go for. Like
Jake Carey Waterman.
3 on the goal kick, 11 goals the last 2 weeks. So yeah, I reckon he'll continue that good form.
All right. Best on ground, I'm going Jeremy McGovern. Most goals, I'm going to go same as you. I'm going to go Darling for some reason. I just think he's on the cusp now. And their defenders aren't as big as most other teams. Margin is going to be 3 points. But I can't see the Eagles winning. I'm going to go Gold Coast by 3. I hope I'm wrong. But
how's that? I talked Eagles down and I tipped them and you talked Eagles up and you tipped against them. Done a 180 there, was it?
Oh, I've got to be the devil's advocate here. I'm hoping Eagles win, but, you know, I just want to – if we do, I am really going to be on a high. So I'll be singing the song instead of putting the intro in there. I'll sing it. All right, I'll do that. If the Eagles win, I will sing the intro.
All right. That sounds good.
Please don't punish us like
come
that.
Come on. No, well, that's what, you know, that's how confident I am.
You said you wanted to start doing some TikTok videos. There's one for you.
You'll have to film it and put it on TikTok.
I might get us something. No. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. And until next week, let's hope we come home with our third win in a row.
Built, we crossed the nation, our colors shared.